What do fake NBA jerseys, black market pills, and people's bank data have in common? They're all available through cybercrime, and they've been tracked by high school students learning to help catch criminals. Experts say there are about 350,000 U.S. cybersecurity job openings right now, but there aren't enough skilled workers to fight a rising tide of internet crime. UAB is trying to prime that pipeline. WBHM's Dan Carson reports from Cyber Detectives Summer Camp.
It looks like a Turkish network.
So you've got a Turkish data center whose servers...
This is not a simulated scenario contrived for kids in class. It's a real investigation of real criminals. In this case, people selling counterfeit NBA jerseys online.
If you scroll all the way down to the bottom, it will say powered by officialjerseystore.china.
So it's in the Netherlands and in China, but just because the company is headquartered in China doesn't mean that they don't have part of their network operating here in the United States.
Which means U.S. law enforcement could get involved. Gary Warner is UAB's Director of Computer Forensics Research. He's leading 22 high school students in a week-long cyber detective camp through steps they hope will take down criminals or at least their websites.
Trying to find proofs of identity, proofs of crime, and then prioritization. Why is this criminal worth investigating?
For example, if hundreds or even thousands of counterfeit websites are traced to one person, one computer, or one email, that's more likely to be high priority and easier to prosecute. Warner's cyber campers have found those types of targets.
The students were able to identify a lot of the email accounts, and those have already been referred over for the FBI to investigate.
Phishing scams, hard drive analysis, ransomware, they're tackling all of it. There's a troubling backdrop here. Analysts predict within 5 years there'll be a shortage of about 2 million cybersecurity workers worldwide. High school senior Sarah Newton of Douglasville, Georgia, might soon help fill that gap. She's checking out a sketchy-looking website called International Drug Mart.
We found 34 domains, which are other websites, that are registered to that same email address.
You're following a trail, kind of.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
It's a challenge. Is that one thing you like about it?
Absolutely.
Hoover High School graduate Will Thomason agrees. He's pinging or probing computer networks around the world to try to reveal connections between sites that sell fake goods.
And then we can put that into a report that gets turned in to the FBI, and then they can launch an investigation.
How's it make you feel?
It's good. This is definitely a great way to spend a week.
Warner and other educators hope that interest lasts more than a week. They're looking for career cybercrime fighters.
We're trying to show people who may not have a typical computer science geek from age 3 background that there are lots of exciting careers in computer science and in criminal justice.
Warner plans to hold the camp again next summer. He says businesses, governments, the military, hospitals, all are going to need a lot more people who can tangle with cybercriminals. But there was one question nagging me. What if these budding cyber experts take their new skills over to the dark side, where there's potentially money to be made?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, what I tell my students here is if any of you decide to go that way, you know who I am, I know who you are, and I will be the one that comes after you myself.
He's laughing, but from Warner, that's not a promise to be taken lightly. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
You can see photos from Cyber Detective Summer Camp and also learn about cybersecurity jobs in Alabama. That's at our website, wbhm.org.